Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
the runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway.
Thank you. your hands together on the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait, hold on, wait. The legendary.
The legendary. Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We live back on the air for another installment of the show, honey. It was three balls this weekend, and we're definitely going to recap those three balls this weekend. It was definitely a ball in Philadelphia this weekend. It was definitely a ball in L.A. this weekend. And it was definitely a free ball last night in Atlanta. So we're definitely going to touch on those topics. But before we get into all of that, let me bring my co-host on, the legendary father himself, Rodney B. Lord.
Hello. Good morning.
Let's go. Let's go.
Hello.
Good
morning. Hello. Good morning. Know you've been waiting.
Hey, Rodney.
Good evening. What's going on?
Nothing much. Just chilling, relaxing, getting ready for this weekend.
Oh, okay. And there was actually another ball that you forgot.
Where?
In North Carolina. Did they call a ball?
Oh, but damn. They have balls all over this weekend.
Yeah.
It was a ball weekend. This weekend. I know that's right. Weekend after weekend after weekend after weekend of motherfucking balls. I know that's right.
So you chilled in this weekend?
I want to give a shout out to everybody in the chat room and everybody on the phone lines. How y'all doing? What's going on? I see y'all definitely in the place. Well, I wasn't at none of the functions this weekend. I was on a vacation in Boston, so... I don't know, honey. But before we get into the balls, honey, before we go and start recapping the balls, honey, let me play this Got a Ball commercial.
Okay.
The Legendary House of Escada presents... The Mental Asylum. Crazy about Escada. The 10th anniversary celebration of the Midwest House of Escada Ball. Saturday, December 18th, 2010. Doors open at 7 p.m. Legislative Stars begins at 8 p.m. sharp. The ball is free before 9 p.m. $20 after. Sable, $150 in advance. The Mental Asylum, held at the McCormick Ballroom of Herman Hall. At the Illinois Institute of Technology, 3241 South Federal Street, Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000 for runway. Legendary versus $1,000 winner versus of the years versus challenger. Are you up to it? Grand prize number two for $1,000. Open door, Ben Queen Performance. Legendary versus $1,000 winners versus of the years versus challenge. We'll see you there. Mini grand prize for $250. Open to all legendary realness. The ball will begin promptly at 8 p.m. and end promptly at 2 a.m. Don't gag.
The Legendary House of Escada.
The Mental Asylum.
Crazy about Escada.
The proceeding was a Lana Love production.
Well, that's the House of Escada's commercials, girls. Get it?
Kelly.
Got it. Good.
We also forgot another ball that was this weekend as well.
Well...
Father Larry had a ball in Kentucky on Friday.
Oh, my fucking God. All these fucking balls. What the fuck?
Yep, it was a lot going on.
Everybody is having all these balls all over the place, honey. Well, baby, hopefully we are talking about all of these balls, and maybe the girls will call in and give us some tea on these functions and everything that happened at these functions, honey. There's a lot of functions and a lot of different things going on this weekend, honey. So maybe we can get some tea on all of this stuff that was going on this weekend at the functions.
Yeah, so we have Larry Mizrahi Ball on Friday, the Pink Friday Ball. We have Avernia Prestige, well, not Avernia, the House of Prestige House Ball on Saturday. We also have the Free Ball in L.A. on Saturday. Then we had the Ball in Atlanta on Sunday. Oh, and then we also had Diddy's Con Ball on Saturday as well in North Carolina. So.
Well, goddamn, honey. Ball after ball after ball after ball. What the fuck? Damn, bitch, how the fuck? I don't see how the girls do it. I really don't. That's just so much. Well, I got some tea. I don't know if it's true or not. I heard Niami wanted to attack Alvernia because she didn't get all her money. They said it was only like 60 people in the building.
Well, once we get, you want me to start there?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what happened was, when we was reading the flyer, interpretation of the flyer was a little crazy. For that category, it's in the flyer, in the definition of the flyer, it was saying something about, you know, you're the pussycat, something of, you know, based on that. So when she came out, Alvernia said, you have to bring it like a cat. But she was saying when she read it, it didn't say anything about you have to bring it as a cat. It says be pussy. That's what her interpretation of the category was. So she came out and, you know, she won or whatever the case may be. And, no, he told her she couldn't do it because she couldn't walk because of it said bring it like a cat and she wasn't in the correct attire. So that's why he did not give her the money. So, you know, it wasn't a big thing. You know, Caesar came up, he opened up the category and said, okay, well, I'll give up $50 for the girls if they want to battle or whatnot. But she still was the only one that walked and they closed the category. Then a couple of other girls decided to come out, but she had already got the 50. So she went back and sat down. And that's how that went as far as with that category.
So what else happened?
Okay, I'm going to be the big guy on this one and apologize to all the contestants for Male Figure Realness. Male Figure Realness calls for a museum. It says you're at the museum and different parts of the realness is called for different things. Like Schoolboy says you are, you know, cleaning up at your, you know, you clean up detail at the museum. The thugs were security detail. The executives were something else. And the pretty boys were cashier at the museum. So everybody had to bring it, you know, different looks. So they all came out. Everybody came out, you know, got their tins or whatever. And then Reno came out and, you know, stood in line after they had, you know, all the other ones that got tens, so he came out to get his runners for tens, and we all gave him tens. Not really putting it together, we just thinking that when you saw the fly, it said Male Figure Realness, but it also, you know, said Schoolboys or whatever. So we're not really getting into it that he's supposed to bring it like one other category. We just thought they might have left Butch and Trans Man off the flyer, so he's allowing them just to walk. You feel me? Keller? Okay.
Yeah, so, I understand.
Okay, so he did get his tens, and you know, he, after everybody processed everybody, whatever, at the end, Reno won. So then, you know, Marquise brought it to our attention that, you know, the category, he didn't bring the category right, like it said, or whatever the case might be. So he went and got Alvernia in, and Alvernia came back and tried to, you know, straighten out the matter, But, you know, Jay was like, well, they already gave him tens. He already won the category. He already got the money. We're not giving nothing back. You know, grand prize, we know Blondie. So I want to apologize for my oversight with that category to all of the realness people that participated. It was definitely my oversight. After we asked him to bring us the flyer, and we actually were looking at the flyer, and we still gave him his tens and everything like that. So I definitely would like to apologize to all the participants for that. I can definitely be a bigger man to do that.
Oh, I know that's right. Well, congratulations, Rena. For definitely getting that coin. I know that's right. So, was it a lot of girls at the function?
It wasn't a lot at all. I was, you know, kind of disappointed that, you know, it was their 20th year anniversary, and the kids really just didn't come out. Didn't come out at all. You know, but the place, I will say the place was decorated nicely. I like the trophies. I like the food was definitely good. I don't know who cooked it. It was on point. The food was good. You know, of course, it had, you know, liquor, everything, had drinks, tables. I didn't actually see what came on the tables, but it was, like, decorated as far as, you know, covered with the large vase in the middle. Very, you know, the decor was very nice. And the Blonix, the Visus, the Infinities, and the LaCroix were, like, you know, the house that really supported more as far as, like, at the tables and stuff like that. Those three houses definitely came out and showed Alvarian and the Prestige's love. Then you had, you know, a couple of Mizzes, a couple of Prodigies, you know, a few other houses that did come. James, myself, the judges, myself, James, Kiana, Tommy LaBasia, Ross Infinity, Michi LaCroix, and one more. We were the judges. So,
I know that's right. There was no more highlights for that function?
Highlights. Not really. Cause the ball was supposed to start at like 8 or so. I got there about 9. Got me a few drinks, you know, waiting for the ball. It started about 10:45 or 11 and was over by 12:30.
Oh, I know.
And that included LSS, Grand March, and all the categories.
Yeah. Oh, well, hold on. We got a call up. 397. You're live on the air. 317-397. You're live on the air.
Hey,
what's going on?
Nothing much.
Yes.
My name is Chris LaPerla.
Hi.
How you doing, Chris?
How you doing? I was at Larry's ball. I just wanted to say Larry had a great ball.
Okay. Do you remember any highlights from the ball that you can share with us? You know, anybody that walked or anything?
The runway. Yes. Virgin Runway was hot.
Oh, okay. And who won that?
No, who won? Some new cat, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
And Runway. Runway was hot, too. Isis killed it.
Oh, okay.
Isis Exotica.
I know that's
right. And Lil Vic won both
them. Oh, okay. Congratulations,
Lil
Vic.
Yeah.
I know, that's right. Any other team from the mall?
You said what?
Any other team that you know from the ball with no fights, no drama?
No, there was no fights. Everybody got cash.
Okay.
Everything.
I want to thank you for calling in, baby.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. Oh, Kelly, I will say this about the ball. Vernon did have all the money for all the categories before the ball started. They were in envelopes and everything, so all the money was there.
The girls just wasn't there.
Right. All the money was definitely there. They called Vogue Film.
Well, Vernon had his coins. The girls wasn't there, Miss Day. What the fuck, Miss Day? They was giving away a lot of $200 and $500 categories that night.
Right, correct. All the categories, like $250.
I'm really gagging if the girls wasn't up in there like that.
Right.
I'm really gagging. And anybody out there, you have any team from Atlanta or North Carolina or L.A., feel free to definitely press 1, and we are definitely taking your calls, honey. Girl, I was gagging, honey.
Yes,
you know, it's a lot of balls.
Last week, huh? I said, yes, definitely was a lot of balls.
It was definitely a lot of balls. And so last week, Tuesday, was our last night on the air. And we didn't do Wednesday night because I didn't have time to do the show on Wednesday because I was preparing dinner for the children on Thursday. And so last week, Tuesdays at Vogue Tuesdays was just a horrendous mess at Vogue Tuesdays. I don't know if anybody heard about what happened at Vogue Tuesdays last week, but, you know, I definitely do have to recap the weekend, honey. Well, I can definitely say that my sister Kool-Aid Khan was definitely outside of Esquilita's, but boardable naked. Bucket naked. She was definitely bucket naked, honey. And she was outside, honey. And she was trying to attack Joelle Mizrahi. It was a mess, chaos. Prada got into it. Nicole got into it. Tyshawn and Buka got into it with them. It was just a mess outside. I was gagging. I was really gagging. Did you hear about that, Rodney?
No, just my first time hearing anything about it.
Oh, my God, when I tell you, Rodney, it was a fucking kiki. I don't know how to work this HTC phone to tell you get these videos out my phone, honey. But if I knew how to get these videos out my phone, honey, to get to YouTube, this video is 9 minutes long, and I got from her walking across the street, from her taking the shirt off, to pulling down the pants, the sneakers off, and everything, to just being in her drawers. It is a key, honey. It is really a key. It was a mess. Yes, honey, it was a fucking mess. But I know some of you girls out there, Miss Day, y'all got tea on these balls and stuff that was going on, Miss Day. Me and Roddy and Sessa are going to sit here. We could do this on the phone without y'all on the phone and sit here and have this conversation, Miss Day, girl. Like, what the fuck, honey?
All these functions all over the place and none of the girls is talking and anything. There was 5 fucking functions this weekend, and nobody had no tea about the functions. I'm really gagging. Don't y'all know I could be in my bed sleep right now, watching my TV shows. I've been going from New York City ever since Thursday evening. I got a lot of shows that I need to catch up on that DVR, honey.
Right. But I did get that, like, all of the balls were, like, poorly attended this weekend.
Everybody's saving their money to get to Atlanta this weekend. Baby,
right.
I tell all the girls, I've been telling the girls, honey, bitch, if you a fat bitch, Miss A, and you want to know if you're really a fat bitch, you're supposed to be on the back of the floor at the Legends Ball. Honey, that's the ball, honey, and I think that's what all the girls are doing. They're saving their coins to get to Atlanta. Honey, that is what they're doing. I want to know where is Miss Nicole at, honey. She said she want to call in here. Because I want to know how she feel. I want to know how Miss Nicole feel about her mother being outside bucket naked. Honey. That's the shit. She was outside bucket naked, honey. She had that bedroom body. Honey.
outside bucket naked, honey. Y'all girls are playing with me, honey. I just cleared the phone lines, honey. So maybe the girls, the other girls that's on the phone lines would say that was just sitting there holding onto my phone lines. Maybe y'all just sitting there and y'all just clogging on my lines. Maybe I can get some girls on that want to talk, honey. So I cleared the phone lines and maybe I'll get some callers on that want to talk, let's say. Because I don't just want to sit here. I don't want to sit here and just do this, honey. I was just up in Yonkers just now. I had to rush all the way from Yonkers back down to the Bronx, honey, to come sit in front of this computer. I could have still been in Yonkers doing what I was doing in Yonkers, honey, and I did the show, Miss Thing. I could have just played this Scholar commercial and just listened to music and let music play all night long. And that's what y'all want to do. I mean, y'all just want to sit here and hold on the phone line. Rodney has to get up and go to work in the morning. I have things that I have to do in the morning. I can sit here and play music and then come in every 15 minutes and say something and play their Scholar commercial all night long, Miss Thing. So now what do you girls want to do, Miss Thing? Okay? Because we're not going to play these games. I don't have time. You know what I mean? I'm a very busy woman. Honey. So let's try this one more time. I see my girlfriend. My girlfriend is on the line. Hey, Keisha, how you doing? I see Keisha's on the phone line. How you doing, Keisha? What's tea? Getting rid of you girls again. Got you, Keisha. You can stay right there. I'm going to keep you there. For all the rest of you girls, hold on. I'm taking a break. We're going to play that Scholar commercial. Maybe when we come back, the girls want to talk about these five balls.
The Legendary House of Escada presents The Mental Asylum, Crazy About Escada. The 10th anniversary celebration of the Midwest House of Escada Ball. Saturday, December 18th, 2010. Doors open at 7 p.m. Legislators and Stars begins at 8 p.m. sharp. The ball is free before 9 p.m. $20 after. Sable, $150 in advance. The Mental Asylum, held at the McCormick Ballroom of Herman Hall at the Illinois Institute of Technology, 3241 South Federal Street, Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000 for Runway. Legendary versus $1,000. Winner versus of the years versus challenger. Are you up to it? Grand prize number two for $1,000. Open door, Ben Queen performance. Legendary versus $1,000. Winners versus of the years versus challenger. We'll see you there. Mini grand prize for $250. Open to all legendary realness. The ball will begin promptly at 8 p.m. and end promptly at 2 a.m. Don't gag.
The Legendary House of Escada.
The Mental Asylum.
Crazy About Escada.
The proceeding was a Lana Lord production.
Oh, yes, we are back, and we are live on the air. And to y'all girls, hold on, I have to force my thing down. Hold on. To you girls in the chat room, I got something for y'all. I know what, y'all absolutely right. Rodney, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I got something for you girls in the chat room. I know exactly what they do on those other on shows when it's a dead night. So I got you girls. Hold on, give me a few minutes. I got something for y'all motherfucking asses. Hold on. I got something for them, Rodney. Oh, I'm about to gag the girls, honey. Yeah. Since y'all said it's my show, and since it's my show, hold on. Since it's my show, and I'm supposed to sit here and entertain the girls when nobody is calling in, so I know exactly what I'm going to motherfucking do for y'all. Hold on. Oh, bitch. I'm about to turn this motherfucker out. Bitch, hold on. I got something for y'all bitches. Give me about a couple of seconds, honey. You know, give me about five to 10 minutes, and I got something for you girls, honey. Y'all can sit here all night long, honey. I'm going to fix you motherfucking girls. Hold on, honey. Bitch. Baby, I'm going to fix you girls, bitch. Like I tell y'all, honey, I'm not bull. I don't tell y'all girls all the time. I am not bull fucking fever. I don't have bull fever like everybody else has bull fever. I don't go to all these balls. And yes, I do get phone calls from people from the balls, Miss Thang, and they tell me what happened at the balls and what was wrong at the balls and all types of things. But I'm not going to sit here and bash nobody ball and say all types of negative shit about people ball if I wasn't at their ball. So that's why I try to get the callers that's at these balls to call in and, you know, and give me feedback about what goes on at these balls this day instead of me just sitting here and, you know, and talking about these people balls. And I wasn't at their balls, Miss Thang. And then they feel like I'm attacking them, Miss Thang. And I wasn't even there at their balls. Because the girls want to use me. The girls think they're going to use me as a motherfucking pawn to say what's on their motherfucking mind. They just need to grow balls, grow tits, Miss Thang, and say what the fuck is on their motherfucking mind. But, you know, I'm waiting for my thing to finish fixing, honey. I got something for you. I waited for it to show up here on my boards, bitch. And once it show up on my boards, I got you, honey. And I'll be back. And, you know, we gonna do it that way. We gonna do it since Prince said it's like a radio show. We gonna do it the way a radio show. No, I don't come up with topics. The topic is just already set for the show. Monday night is the recap show. We recap all the brawls, all the fights, all the motherfucking drama, all the gossip, and everything happens on Monday. Tuesday night is Classic Tuesdays with motherfucking Cabbage. And Cabbage gives y'all all classic tea, anything y'all want to talk about that night. On Wednesday nights, I either do ladies' night or I do all about the fellas on Wednesday night. That is the schedule for the show, Miss Thang. We're not going to change the schedule for the show. This is what we're going to start doing. What we're going to start doing is what I'm about to do for y'all as soon as this shit comes up on my motherfucking switchboard. That's what we're going to do for y'all. No, we're not going to talk about the Icon Ball, Miss Thang, because they did not pay for a commercial. This show is not free. Baby, Andre is my father, and I love him down. But this show is not free. Bitch, Andre my father and everything. I love him down, but he don't get special privileges, baby. Y'all better get on Walk With Me Wednesday and talk about the categories at the Icon Ball, bitch. And if you walk in if any of you bitches y'all want to talk about, y'all want to talk about categories at the Icon Ball. If any of you bitches are walking the Icon Ball and say, the Legends Ball this weekend, bitch, y'all should already have y'all motherfucking outfits together, bitch, except the Legends Ball, not a regular ball. Y'all should have had y'all outfits together 2 weeks ago. Because, bitch, y'all don't know, bitch, it's going to be Legends and Icons on the panel, real ones, bitch. Y'all bitches might get charged as soon as y'all step on the back of the runway. The fuck? Shit, they don't know? Shit. Stewart don't play with the girls. Really? Baby, I waited for this to happen. Why is it playing with me? Hold on, I'm refreshing my thing again, honey. Let me see if it works yet. No, where the fuck is it at, honey? It said it might take a few minutes. Why can't it just be a recap? Won't you call her here and talk to me? Stop talking to me behind the screen name, because I don't even know who you is. It's Monday Night Madness. Thank you, Lisa. It's Monday Night Madness. It's the recap. It's the gossip. And you see the bitch bending down in the corner sniffing coke, bitch, and you want to call in here? Bitch, call in here and tell me the tea. No, I'm not walking the Legends Ball. But I will definitely be in the motherfucking building, bitch. And no, I'm not walking the Legends Ball at all. And the other reason, and I don't want you girls to think that I'm scared or anything about walking the Legends Wall. I got a pimple on my cheek, and I can't walk with a pimple, honey. The last time I walked with a pimple, I got chopped by Rodney. So I will not be walking again with another pimple.
Oh, speaking of walking.
I'm going to sit my fat ass down, bitch, and I'm going to watch them all. Bitch. This thing is carrying on, honey. I want to gag Prince, but this motherfucking thing, this fucking shit is carrying on, and this shit is not, it's taking a long time to upload. I want this shit to let it upload, honey, because I'll be like the real radio stations. Bitch. This shit needs to hurry up.
Kelly.
Okay. Prince. Okay. Hey, Keisha. Prince, we're gonna do like they do on the radio. On the it's uploaded now. We're gonna do like they do on the real radio shows. Since you said I should be like they do on the real radio shows, right? When shit don't happen, when ain't shit going on in the real radio shows, you know what they do for you? You know what they do for you girls when shit ain't going on the real radio shows? They play a rerun. Rodney.
He got me on my own.
Rodney, can you hear me?
Yes.
Rodney, I'm going to sit here, Rodney. I'm going to let you go to bed because I know you got to go to work. And they said they want me to do this like they do the real radio show. So we're going to do this like they do the real radio show. Ain't nothing going on. So I'm going to play a recap, and every 15 minutes, I'm going to come, and I'm going to play that Scott Ball commercial. Rodney, I'll see you on Saturday. You heard me, Rodney?
Yes. You leaving?
I'll see you on Saturday.
Okay. You had me on mute or something. I couldn't even say anything.
Oh, no, you still there? No,
Before you put it on, I want to say this, since it was talking about walking, and one of the first people that actually came on the show and said that I shouldn't be walking or I should take a break from walking or whatever so they can get their life and, you know, they can get a little bit of rep, they walked the ball on Saturday. I was judging, and they still did not win.
Oh, shit.
So I'm putting it out there, since the show is the place that you came on to vent from the beginning about me not walking, I didn't walk, and you still didn't get life. You still was a first-round process. So maybe good luck to you next time.
Good luck to y'all next time, buddy. How you doing?
And they know who they are. I won't call their name because it's not worth me giving them life on the show. But you know who you are.
Yes, buddy. I'll be back. I'll see y'all soon.
Lock Talk Radio.
Who you know?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the icon himself.
What? Definitely.
Andre Mizrahi.
Get a long plug and use another one. I am back on air. I apologize. My kids are getting on my nerves for the extra hour. yeah, I do like how tonight is going. Tonight is going very well. I love the debates. Miss Anaya is going at it because, you know, this lady been in the scene for a minute, too, so she knows stuff, too. So, and definitely, Naya, if you definitely have a question, a question that you want me to, read over, call in so you can definitely ask the question yourself. I want to see what kind of question you would give the viewers. Just one question, if you don't mind, if you're still listening, I don't know. But, yeah, definitely, okay? So, definitely, I am ready when Switchboard is. Hold on one second. So we can definitely start, because I still got about
Yeah, I got some over here, so we still can start whenever ready, when Switchboard is ready, if people is actually online already. I don't know if they started calling back in. So I'm ready when Switchboard is ready. But, yeah, I love how tonight is going off. it's been good so far. And the questions is really hot. So we're going to start. Hold on. What is Michi's number again so we can put her back online? Hold on. I'm trying to find Michi's number. Okay, hold on. I'm coming, radio. Okay, I'm back on air. Sorry, y'all, but we're trying to get other people online while we do this, so just please hold until we get all of this together. Okay? But, yeah, and people was hitting me up. you know what? Some fool asked me a dumb question, but I'm going to laugh with it and actually say, and it actually was one of my kids, but I'm not going to say which kid this is. He got very, how many dicks have you took at one time? That's an over question, Andre. First of all, I never took no more than one, and I don't like dick, son, so I'm not going to say that name who you are, but you tried it and I'm going to get you. So I'm definitely ready, Switchboard, when you are. And, 864-567. Michi, you online yet? Don't see her, so definitely she probably will call in a minute. If we don't, she'll find a way to get back on, I guess. So definitely I'm waiting for Switch. Okay, we got our first caller, 312-404. You're on air.
Andre?
Yes? Hello? The music is too loud. The music is too loud. We're going to hang up. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah, I can hear you. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Q, right?
Yep.
Okay, let me see. Name two brothers that started in the ballroom scene, and then they both became sisters, and they both was drop-dead gorgeous wearing the girls out for face.
Right there, are they blood sisters, brother?
Yes, biological blood brothers, and then they both became biological sisters, and they both was walking face and turning the scene loose.
It was, I can't remember their names, but it's the Milan sisters.
Let's see.
One name is Evie. I don't know the other one name.
We need names, but, or you are wrong. So,
well, I got the house right. They're the Milan sisters.
We'll see what Switchboard says. Switchboard said you are not right. Gotta go.
That's right.
Definitely need names, honey. Definitely need names. That's a half of an answer or whatever. 215-475. You're on air. 215-475. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Champagne.
Hey, Champagne.
Hey, what's up?
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
How long you been in the scene, Champagne?
I have been in the scene about 12 years.
About 12?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on 1 minute, Champagne. Is Kelly back online, Kelly?
Hello.
Okay, I was just making sure you was online. All right, Champagne.
Yeah, I'm here.
Uh-huh.
Champagne, this is the question for you.
Okay.
What was the house Andre Mizrahi started from?
Damn. This might be wrong, but I'm going to have to say Givenchy.
That answer is...
Oh, shit.
know the answer.
You know the answer? Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to answer. You know the answer.
What'd you say?
I'm not going to answer. Let somebody else call the next call.
That was somebody else. She just was taking over because she knew. Well, we got a new caller. 347-787. You're the next one online.
I'm not answering that question, Andre, because that's unfair to all the rest of the kids.
Who is this?
Ooh, that's Cabbage.
Oh, that's Cabbage. Let's
but,
see.
Andre, I'm giving an answer to that question for you.
Answer that question for me.
Okay, the question is, it was the Essence Ball in 1990, and it was Fuquan Essence, and Miss Kenny called out Statement Stars and Legends. It was November 18th.
Oh.
It was
Kenny who? Which Kenny?
Kenny Felda.
Thank you, baby.
And Switchboard, I think you're getting your information a little bit wrong. The first girl to ever wear kanzai in a ballroom was Cedric St. Laurent.
That might be a little debatable, but you might be correct. That might be debatable,
it was
too.
Cedric St. Laurent at the Pandora's Ball I can't even remember the ballroom. But then 2 months later, Miss Junior came out with the sweater, the towel, and the cards. And when she flipped the cards up in the air, they all turned upside down. But Miss Cedric was the first one to have it on first.
Okay, but so then the next one came like 2 months later. Okay, that might be correct because that was like 2 months in advance of both of them walking. So that might.
But here's a question for you, Andre, that's going to intrigue you quite a lot.
The Legendary House of Escada presents The Mental Asylum, Crazy About Escada. The 10th anniversary celebration of the Midwest House of Escada Ball. Saturday, December 18th, 2010. Doors open at 7 p.m. Legend Statement of Stars begins at 8 p.m. sharp. The ball is free before 9 p.m. $20 after. Sables, $150 in advance. The Mental Asylum, held at the McCormick Ballroom of Herman Hall at the Illinois Institute of Technology, 3241 South Federal Street, Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000 for Runway. Legendary versus $1,000 winner versus of the years versus challenger. Are you up to it? Grand prize number two for $1,000. Open door, Femme Queen performance. Legendary versus $1,000 winners versus of the years versus challenger. We'll see you there. Mini grand prize for $250. Open to all legendary realness. The ball will begin promptly at 8 p.m. and end promptly at 2 a.m. Don't gag.
The Legendary House of Escada.
The Mental Asylum.
Crazy About Escada.
The proceeding was a Lana Lil production.
What's going on, Queens? We're back on the air, honey. Now, Prince, do you want me to run this like we run a real radio show? Because that's what happens when they have a real radio show and nobody has anything to say or anybody has anything to talk about, honey. They play a rerun. So is this how you want this done, Prince? I waited for you to respond in the chat room. Honey. No, it's not a rerun, honey. It's me. It's me talking live, honey. It's not a rerun right now, honey. But if that's how you want it done, but that's what happens when they have shows, baby. Baby, you know that's what they happen. But you know what? I definitely wish my daughter a happy birthday. I definitely want to wish the legendary Devana Diva Mizrahi
a happy birthday. It's 12:04, and it is definitely her birthday, so I definitely do want to send her a birthday shout-out. Happy birthday, baby. We love you. You have so much talent and so much great things that's going to happen to you and your life, baby. Congratulations on your birthday, Abby, and all your accomplishments that you have made. I love you too, baby. I love you too, Prince. So we here, and it's like the girls are on the phone lines, the girls are in the chat room. I don't know what happened. I know what happened. Ronnie told us what happened at the Bowl of Philly. I don't know what happened at the Free Bowl of Atlanta. We got a little sneak preview of what happened at Pink Friday. And I don't know what happened in North Carolina. I don't know what happened in L.A. But what I do know to all my girls in the chat room, what I do know is the highly anticipated CD of Nicki Minaj, Pink Friday, came out last week Monday, and she's number 32 on the Billboard charts. What I do know is on Black Friday, my motherfucking iconic girlfriend, the queen bee herself, Miss Lily Kim, came out with her motherfucking comeback, Black Motherfucking Friday. Okay? Miss Lily Kim came to let these girls know, bitch, I'm still the motherfucking queen bee, bitch. I paved the way for you motherfucking bitches. Give motherfucking respect and homage when it's motherfucking due, bitches. And that's what the fuck she did, bitch. She came and she shitted on Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, C's, motherfucking P. Diddy, and all of them. That's what the fuck she did. So now any of you callers that's on the phone lines want to talk about motherfucking Nicki Minaj versus Lil motherfucking Kim, feel free to definitely press motherfucking one, because, man, that's what I want to talk about now. Because I do not see Miss Nicki Minaj. It's cute for her, but she stole all Little Kim's antics and everything, from the lyrics to the outfits and all of that motherfucking shit, bitch. And I don't see it. Yeah, she sold all those copies, but she's still number 32 on the charts. What the fuck, Prince? Why don't you call her here, Prince, so we can go at it? Because Kim is my girl, and it seems like Nicki is your girl, honey. So let's see, because this is a regular topic between me and my grandson, Tashawn Milan, because he lives for Nicki Minaj and her fake Lil Kim knockoffs. Honey, and you know I left for Lil Kim because she's the queen bee, bitch. And like Lil Kim said, bitch, you know, if it wasn't for Lil Kim, bitch, there would be no motherfucking Nicki Minaj, honey. Lil Kim had to suck dick to get to the top, bitch. The motherfucker paved the way for Nicki to even be here, bitch. Or Nicki would still be on her motherfucking knee sucking dick right now to get to the top. What the fuck?
She was getting fucked by Biggie,
but she made it to the motherfucking top, bitch. Honey, that's right, Barbara Morton. Lil Kim sold a million motherfucking copies. What the fuck?
She did, and I'm not taking that away from her, but she
sucked
dick to get to the top.
Nicki Minaj would never sell 100 copies of shit. At all.
She made $4.5 million
off
a mixtape.
Baby, that's all she is. That's all motherfucking Nicki Minaj is a mixtape type of girl, Miss Thang. She's a mixtape type of girl. She's not an album girl. She needs to stick to mixtapes.
But every day she collaborates,
she needs to stick to mixtapes. I want some callers to call in here and tell me what y'all think. I'm clearing my phone lines, honey. I'm clearing my lines.
Now.
I'm clearing the lines, because I want people to call in here. The lines are clear. I want some girls to call in here about the Kim versus Nicki battle. That's what I want. I want some girls to call in here about the Kim versus Nicki battle, honey. Bitch, hold on.
It's funny because, you know, in asking people what they want to know, I mean, clearly you've been having this thing with Kim.
Hey, John, I'm about to play it for you, girls. I don't know if y'all can hear me, but I'm going to play it for y'all.
You know, she just really jumped out the window. And you gotta be careful when you pick fights. And that's what I've learned in this business. You just never know.
Shut the fuck up. Door. It'll be a murder scene. I'm turning pink Friday to Friday the 13th. I used to be the Kim Clone Clown. All this buffoonery, the shit stops now. Time for you to lay down. I'm sick of the fraud. I put hands on the bitch like a spa massage. We all know your last names. What got you your job? You can put together putting it something like a collage. Since you're putting on the show, you gon' get the applause. Clap, clap. It's a frame like a fucking garage. Yeah. Cool shit, you and Drake gang real for. This the shit the other bitch almost got killed for. Good counting, we're hardcore generated. Bet my shit keeps spinning like a syndicated. Corny board, I need bloody like administrated. The hot air ass bitch should've been deflated. This ain't a championship fight, I've been the greatest. See, the fact is, what you doing, I did it. Blame trying to throw my style and run with it. That's cool, I was the first one with it. You the little Kim wannabe, you just hate to admit it. I'm the blueprint, you ain't nothing brand new. Check your posts and videos, you're obviously number two. I seen them come, I seen them go, will I remain? Sweetie, you going on your 14th minute of fame. I'm over 10 years strong, still running the game. Put the comparisons, I'm in a legendary lane. Fighting for a spot, 12 scenes, I'm solidified. With my hands tied, you couldn't keep me if you did your stride. Either get high, sipping that shit Wayne on. I get top dollar for whatever my name on. Or stick your head in a tomato, brainstorm. I drop bombs, sweat, napalm, black and yellow. We'll pull up in your ghetto. Giuseppe's when I step out, posted up in stilettos. Pussy so pink like my kitty saying hello. If I listen, your pussy would be with all five fellows. Come from Brooklyn, I'll be everywhere comfortably. Now who pumped you and told you to come walk with me? You the type to run your mouth and then run for me. I'm popping off in your hood with no company. Come on, Queens ain't showing you no love. I was scared of the night popping bottles with thugs. You like Washington Heifer, I'm dingy. You got a buzz right now and I had a frenzy. Oh yeah, welcome to the spam, Cindy. You need to stop, you're not hot, you're a burning match. That means the end is near soon. Copy that? Oh, I see. They really got you gas, like I'm a thing of the past. Better slow down, dummy, you about to crash. Think pussy, ho, I'm giving you the bath. Your mama got your hand and I'm coming for your ass. Who you think you're getting past? I see right through you, your whole shit is made of glass. I drew it back, I'm a Brooklyn barrel bitch. Rep for my barrel bitch. Never been the type to have beef and try to settle shit. I ride out to the little polo, and my niggas breathe till the last shell go off. Fuck your whole team, all I see is a bunch of weirdos. You the earhead bitch. Scarecrow. Ha, ain't nothing old but my money, bitch. This is wrong, liquid acid. Benjamin's my daddy, you young money bastard. You and Diddy? Sorry, bunch of swagger jackets. I mother to hers. I should claim you on my income tax. I'll be pushing the flesh. Talk about a great. So on my next move, I'm yelling checkmate. I smell a massacre. Charles Manson, you don't stand a chance with her. Jesse Diamond, you looking like lunch to me. About to kill all you bitches like Ted Bundy. Use the whole head red like Ted Bundy. You're hilarious. Ain't all the last is garbage. So I'm taking out the trash. You shit on me? Come on, baby girl. Ain't enough ass shots in the world. You're a nuisance. You probably feel my new shit, but you can never fuck with me, so chuck it up, juices. All around the world, I fall like a fall team. I stack shit. Call me Mrs. Rothstein. Chips is for kids, silly rabbit. You're my offspring. Kim more anticipated than a
What, bitch? Now, I got some callers on the phone lines. Let me see what my callers got at. Hey, Allie. Well, 775-723-425. You live on the air.
Sister.
What's going on?
Now, you know Lil' Kim shits over Nicki Minaj any day.
I know she did. That's your Milan brother. That's your motherfucking Nicki Minaj, and that bitch from motherfucking Queens and not from Brooklyn, and you know Little Kim shitted on her like
sister, let me tell you how Little Kim ate it. Let me tell you how she ate it. She dropped a single on her first album debut.
But her name is Tease, and I know the girl seen her on my Facebook. They seen her on YouTube. She even shitted on Nicki Minaj. Honey,
Jesus,
wait. Hold on, sister. We got to stay right there with me, sister. We got another caller. 240-581, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey,
yeah,
Kelly.
She live on the air.
Okay, so I just wanted to express my opinion. I always live for Little Kim. Little Kim is just the T to me. She's always been the T. Her wigs, her style, her body, her look, her everything. And I just wanted to say that Nicki Minaj is overrated. She makes her coins off of everybody else's song. Her body is tight, and it's a flop, and that ass is sad. And I know she's gagging at that body because she keep wearing all these tights and these girdles to pull that cottage cheese in. But they need to go back, reinvent herself, and collect herself and get a whole new look.
Yes, amen. I agree. All that silicone in her ass.
Yes, trying to be the girl.
All of that bad feel gone wrong, honey. This guy came and stole Little Kim wigs and all her style and everything, and they want to sit here trying to diss Little Kim. What the fuck?
Her late ass.
I'm getting it. Did y'all ever hear my girls, Miss Keys on Facebook? I mean, on YouTube.
No, I saw it.
Yo, you seen it?
She was late.
What did y'all think about Keys?
She in a parking lot rapping. That bitch is late.
Hold on. I got my girlfriend, Naima Ebony on the phone. I got my motherfucking sister Tayanami Lawn on the phone. I'm going to play Keys, and we're going to come back after playing Keys, because Keys even shitted on her. Hold on, what the fuck?
I'm
going to
play a song.
You ain't shit like, you killed every black bitch in the building. A real person get mad and not go hit him with dumb ass. With toys, it was knives and glass with the poly in my all popping out of his ass and stuff. The balls is in his system like his ass he got. And the shit sound fake until that ass he got. I see he's losing his ass getting lashes locked. When he bought that to kill her, he's catching a spot. He's losing the parking lot, rolling the clock. When he came out of his office, he's doing your weed, and he's right up on that ass, bitch, you ain't leaving. Like, I
ain't no baby. And you just so wet. That real narcissist is coming for you, bitch. I just made her sick, and she did it like all of her dick sakes. Y'all girls in the chat room, y'all not feeling my girl's keys. What do you think?
Definitely.
Tayana and Naima, what do y'all think about keys?
I think that being on YouTube, by doing it on YouTube, you really couldn't get into what she was saying. But, I mean, I think she had
to hold on. It's like she was fucking.
Hold on. We have another caller. Tasha Malone, you're live on the air.
Hi.
Yes, you're live on the air.
What's going on, guys? Nicki Minaj
hey.
Doing her thing, give her life. But this is what she feel about all these bitches. She's shitting on them.
Nicki Minaj is late. It's no shade.
Why you can't take it?
Ballroom overseer said, do not play that again. I like Keys, though. I like Keys because, you know, Keys is the only bitch that was out there, you know. That's Lil' Kim's girl. You know, and she was the only person that was out there that was coming for Nicki Minaj at the time. But now that Kim is back, Kim has smashed her, honey. Kim bodied that bitch, honey. Kim went to that motherfucking bitch brain with a 4-5 and bodied that bitch. She bodied her so motherfucking hard that nobody was even thinking about motherfucking Nicki Minaj, motherfucking Pink motherfucking Friday mistake. And it's
you
like, motherfucking Pink Friday came out on Monday. Little Kim waited until motherfucking Friday on Black Friday and came out and bodied this bitch whole motherfucking CD with a motherfucking single. Nicki Minaj needs to stick to being a mixed DJ type of motherfucking rapper. That's what Nicki Minaj is. Nicki Minaj is a mixtape type of girl. Nicki Minaj had no motherfucking business dropping a motherfucking album. She's not an album type of bitch. What the fuck?
You can't. She got an album out and it's out. Congratulate her. Why you hating on her?
It's not doing anything.
Her.
They said she only
has
3 songs on it.
She's in a parking lot. But ain't nobody hating on her. I mean, talent is talent. And to me, I mean, I've only like one song that Nicki Minaj ever did. That was Your Love. Everything else, she just the same. I can't even understand what she be saying.
But can I say if they would take Little Kim outfits away from her. Little Kim wigs and all the antics mistakes. Would anybody pay attention to Nicki Minaj?
No.
Definitely.
Yes. No.
Another Foxy Brown.
Little Kim didn't get that from... Little Kim didn't start
you
it.
Little Kim didn't start all of that.
Other bitches did that before her.
And you see, no, actually, if you want to get technical, like I told Tyshawn the other day, if you want to get technical, Lil' Kim Stallus used to be in the ballroom scene, and he stole all of that from motherfucking Ashley Icon. That's where they got it from. Ashley, that's where they stole
Show
it from.
Show me proof.
From Ashley Icon.
I need some proof.
And they took it to Lil' Kim.
I told
and
you that.
Kim
I need proof.
And Lil' Kim took it mainstream with the motherfucking shit. But if you go to YouTube and you watch all these different Black Friday clips and all the old pictures that they have up of Nicki Minaj in these motherfucking clips, if you take the whole motherfucking Lil' Kim, if you take the Lil' Kim antics away from her, mistake all the Lil' Kim here and outfit and everything, Nicki Minaj will be another Foxy Brown mistake. Nobody gonna really think about her like that.
You crazy.
No, I agree with my sister.
I'm dead serious.
I think you got too much contact from this weed I was smoking around you earlier. Because Nicki Minaj
I'm
is doing
serious.
Her thing.
I can tell you.
Let me ask you. This bitch don't have, she ain't have an album in stores, but this bitch made $4.5 million off a mixtape. Who the fuck makes money off a mixtape like that? Like it's an album
but
in stores. You don't buy mixtapes in stores. It's not on iTunes. You cannot buy it there. You have to You know what I'm saying? It's like she's making money.
She has to get it from the street. She needs to stick to motherfucking. She needs to stick to motherfucking mixtape. She's a mixtape type of girl. She's not an album. She's not an album seller. She never gonna be an album seller.
So then why every collab or everything she did went on Billboard?
Hey, so look, it goes to show you that she's really not doing well.
But you gotta really remember, album sales are never gonna be what it was back in the days. Back in the days, you had cassette tapes. You had things that you could not duplicate from the internet. Now you can duplicate everything. These artists are making money off of shows, off of tours. They're not making money off of albums. They're not.
I knew you was gonna go there. Billboard tallies. They tally their numbers from iTunes. They tally their numbers from the sales at all the different stores, and she still is at number 32.
Right, but it doesn't matter. Artists nowadays are making their money off of shows. That's the point blank, because it's like Lil Wayne, when he came out, he went a million sold because that's Lil Wayne. I guess because of his music, everybody is hype and all that crazy shit he be doing. But Nicki Minaj, she's hot right now. You got to give it
time. Let me correct this for everyone. It's not a Nicki Minaj diss, okay? She just didn't diss Nicki Minaj. She dissed Puff Daddy, Drake, and Lil Wayne. Now, she's a bad bitch for doing that.
You're right. She is, because she's from my borough.
That goes to show you that she's a hood bitch until Miss Nicki. She was the first hood bitch in Brooklyn. So how the fuck she gonna say, I'm from Brooklyn and you really need to know who you know, all that shit, child, please.
Oh no, Nicki, she repping South Jamaica Queens. All
it
day.
Don't matter.
That's why she said I'm in a club popping bottles with the thugs. But it was hot. Like I said, Black Friday was hot. It was
And then Nicki Minaj gonna sit here and gonna talk about she don't come out for less than $100,000, bitch. If you don't come out for less than $100,000, what do you think Kim coming out for?
Baby, Kim ain't. She wasn't. She's not really making
she's
no money.
A dog. This ain't cutting it.
Right.
Nicki Minaj, this is what she ain't fucking with.
Nicki Minaj to me is a fool, and I'm tired of her that damn bald honey with them thick ass bangs.
But then you have to think about it. It's like when everybody say she's doing Little Kim style and all this and da-da-da-da. When T-Pain came out with all that motherfucking auto-tune, everybody jumped on it. Why nobody said nothing to them? Everybody jumped on it, from Jay and everybody else jumped on auto-tune after T-Pain came and initiated it.
My girl's in the chat room, because you're not in the chat room. My girl's in the chat room says, Lil' Kim makes some money from Mac. She makes some money from Versace.
Versace.
Yes,
she was in a couple of pieces. She's never been on a runway show for Versace. So, can that. She's never been on a Versace runway.
Somebody just said Nicki
ain't even
get
$100,000
for coming to tracks.
Nicki Minaj is an auto-tune girl. She's a lot of her songs, she be using auto-tune. Damn, Nicki Minaj. And I'm Lil' Kim ain't on with all of that auto-tune stuff. The thing is sick all the way around, that body and that dog.
Yeah, you must not have heard Kerry Hilson's song with Lil' Kim featured in. She sounds just like Nicki Minaj.
You know what I think? Like I said, this is what I told Tyshawn the other day. You know what? I want Lil' Kim, this is what I don't want, I want them to do it like this. Nobody gonna know. Lil' Kim is in the building, Nicki Minaj is in the building. They don't know, bitch. They come on the board on the motherfucking stage, bitch, and just start motherfucking spitting their 16 motherfucking bars right there on the stage, bitch. Bitches don't even know that they come in the motherfucking spit, bitch, but they just want to spit their 16 straight then. Nicki Minaj is not off the top of her head type of motherfucking bitch. I know she not. I know Lil' Kim will rape her.
Did you ever see it?
She stopped too much on her mixtape.
But did anyone on this telephone line ever hear Lil' Kim spit in a freestyle? Anyone?
Yes. Go to her CDs. Come on now.
Her CDs, everything that's on a CD is written because it had to be duplicated to make a track. So she never did a freestyle for me. Ever. Y'all remember Tigger in the Basement that everybody used to come by and do a freestyle? She never hit Tigger in the Basement. Ever.
You can hear how she just killed her on Black Friday. That she was freestyling.
That shit was written.
I don't think so.
So you telling me, Tashawn, that you heard Nicki Minaj freestyle herself?
Yes.
Well, when did you hear this?
It's all through YouTube. You see Nicki Minaj in the clubs rapping when she was a nobody. Talk about ballers. I'm in a club with the ballers and the niggas. Yes, she did that. You never seen Lil' Kim do a freestyle ever. And I fucks with Lil' Kim, but you never seen it ever.
No, Lil' Kim is not legendary. Lil' Kim is an icon.
She's not an icon. She's legendary.
She's an icon. She's talking about the fucking Nicki Minaj, bitch. I've been doing this for 10 years, bitch. Okay? She told that bitch she'll motherfucking run that bitch out of every motherfucking bar. Bitch.
What do you got to say about Nicki Minaj? Keep wanting to come for everybody. She want to come for Kim. She want to come for the brand. She keep wanting to come for all of these people, and they not even bothering her. They not even thinking about this doggone lady. But she getting her life trying to come for the girls. What do you think about that?
Because you always got to hit the top bitch. You always got to hit the top bitch first. That makes all the other bitches come out. That just like the ballroom. But it's just like the ballroom scene. When you have a top contender, a new bitch going to want to try the top contender to get her life. So you always going to hit the top bitch.
It didn't have to be her. It could have been anybody because... Oh, y'all listening to me? Oh, all right. So if y'all coming at my system, I'm not appreciating this motherfucker shit. Y'all need to give credit where credit is due. She told Lil' Kim, she pay homage to the bitch every fucking time. But it's just like... Somebody, how much fucking homage you want? Every time I do a show, you want me to be like, oh, shout out to Lil' Kim? Fuck out of here, like, bitch.
Do you want to? Don't worry about me. If you want to knob, it ain't cutting it. Nicki Minaj is not who you're fucking with.
Right.
And like, that monster shit, she had the best verse on it. Jay-Z and Kanye was on it, and they said out of the whole fucking tally vote, she had the best verse. Now, how you do that over Jay-Z?
Mm. They need a gag, bitch. They need to just come, bitch. All the girls need to come back and smash Miss Nicki Minaj from Miss motherfucking Remy Ma, Miss Foxy Brown, Miss Charlie Baltimore, bitch. All the bitches need to come smash that bitch. What the fuck?
Like he said,
she got like the two hottest niggas on her team.
No.
So if she
like
can't
she,
write it,
like
she, they writing it.
Like she said, if you can't beat them, join them.
Right.
They've been writing it. They still writing it. They the one writing that shit for her.
It's okay. It's okay.
But they not.
It's okay.
I say that for a fact. She can't spit off the top of her head. But she is in that studio writing and doing what she's not. Nobody's writing for her. I've seen that shit for myself. Nobody ain't writing for her. That bitch writes for herself. She just don't know how to put things in categories. But she sits there and she takes her time and she writes that shit. Now, Lil' Kim,
Maybe Lil Wayne is writing that shit for her.
Kim got a ghostwriter as well.
Because she trying to give her all that credit. No shade. Wayne is white writing that shit for her.
She could be writing it, but they could be revising it. And every person who makes a track gets their thing revision by BMI, the publishing team. Before it's published, they have to revise it. So everybody, music that hits billboards or whatever, is revised. It is. Hold on. Let me roll this blunt.
Lil' Kim is a motherfucking icon. Nicki Minaj is a motherfucking statement. She needs to stay in her motherfucking place.
And nobody,
that's
nobody,
all it is.
Who, somebody got to do it. If ain't nobody out doing it, Lil' Kim, she's sitting here talking about she the queen and all this. Third, bitch,
you
was supposed to run with that
thing. Okay, the last shit we sent you when was in You Got Served, bitch.
She's trying to sit there and take
it to
that route
while,
like, Trina's doing her.
She just needs to stay in her place. It's just like the ballroom scene. Statements are not supposed to disrespect legends and icons. Kim is a motherfucking icon. Don't respect them, bitch.
But you have to give respect.
Nicki, honey, right after this is Scott of Ball commercials. I got to pay some bills.
The Legendary House of Escada presents. The Mental Asylum. Crazy about Escada. The 10th anniversary celebration of the Midwest House of Escada Ball. Saturday, December 18th, 2010. Doors open at 7 p.m. Legislative for Stars begins at 8 p.m. sharp. The ball is free before 9 p.m. $20 after. Sables, $150 in advance. The Mental Asylum, held at the McCormick Ballroom of Herman Hall at the Illinois Institute of Technology, 3241 South Federal Street, Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000 for Runway. Legendary versus $1,000. Winner versus of the year versus challenger. Are you up to it? Grand prize number two for $1,000. Open door, Femme Queen performance. Legendary versus $1,000. Winners versus of the year versus challenger. We'll see you there. Mini grand prize for $250. Open to all legendary realness. The ball will begin promptly at 8 p.m. and end promptly at 2 a.m. Don't gag.
The Legendary House of Escada.
The Mental Asylum.
Crazy about Escada.
The proceeding was a Ronald production.
We are definitely back live on the air. That is the Legendary House of
Escada.
That is the Legendary House of Escada Ball, honey. They ball is definitely coming your way, honey. Motherfucking December the 18th in Chicago. And the day after that, Neiman Marcus, Legendary Neiman Marcus Escada, is definitely having a ball the day after that, honey. And I think the category is open to all realness, if I'm not mistaken, for $500. It's the category the day after that ball, honey. But to all you girls and all you girls in the chat room, know Queen Latifah, MC Light, those girls are not icons. Those girls are pioneers, bitch. They paved the way for all of these legendary girls, all these statement girls, all these stars girls. I mean, they paved the way. Those bitches are pioneers. Bitches, those bitches did they motherfucking thing back in the days before it was. Those girls did they thing before there was tinted ass and flesh and all that shit. Those bitches was real motherfucking bitches in their big baggy clothes like the motherfucking niggas. They was pioneers about the motherfucking shit. All the motherfucking bitches. They not even on the same page as those motherfucking girls. Because these bitches got to show ass and tits and all types of motherfucking shit. Bitch, those girls was just straight up wrong.
She was fast to show her pussy.
Say, what?
She was fast to show her pussy.
Who?
Little kid.
Okay, no, I'm talking about MC Light and Queen Latifah and Rod Digg and all of those girls.
Right, but you're saying they didn't have to do that, but now Little Kim, she degraded herself as much as Nicki Minaj is doing it. They showing ass and tits and everything else.
Yeah, but Nicki Minaj ain't showing her ass no more. Not the way that ass looks. That ass is sad now.
Baby, it's okay. She have enough
money.
Little
Kim did that because she was going through something with Biggie.
And if her ass is fake, her money ain't.
Okay. But that ass is fake. It's silicone.
Baby, Little Kim said her ass is like glass. I can see right through it. It's okay. It's
yes,
cute.
It's motherfucking.
How many film queens got? How many film queens got glass in their ass?
What? I don't
how
know.
How many film queens got glass in their ass?
Will it be the female trying to copy all? It'd be the female trying to copy all the film queens.
Right.
Trying to get body like the film queens. Because they can't take the film queens.
Yes. And that body is wrong. That body, her motherfucking body is wrong, baby. It is wrong, honey.
Her body
that silicone looks
That bitch is shaped just like some of the femme queens, just like a motherfucker in a motherfucker's
sure
heart.
Look like a bag of potatoes.
That's why you never see
but
her.
But the difference between her and femme queens, she had the money she could get
in a short little jacket that covers her motherfucking ass. She ain't never in nothing with her ass is just like you could just see the ass.
Nope.
She got to cover it up because it's wrong. It's wrong for her to come from my motherfucking girl, motherfucking Kim. What the fuck?
Ciao.
Now, what
all
you
that
got to
surge
say?
And Kim face?
Baby, okay, what about Kim
that's
face?
That's mad, sir. Scott Storch shifted that shit, okay? Shifted that shit. You stealing my Bentley, bitch? I'm going to shift your nose. That bitch looked crazy. Nikki ain't touch her face.
I'm gagging.
She didn't touch
her face. I'm really gagging that she coming for little Kim.
I'm still going to bump her shit later tonight after we get after the radio's off. We're going to bump her shit and we're going to kick in about it.
Well, at least
Kim is right down the block from you.
Don't go crazy like Nicki Minaj is. Nicki Minaj can speak to me with that long hair and all
every
colors.
Time Nicki come out, her face is on. Give it to her. Every time you see little Kim, she look dusted. She look white around her eyes. Her makeup be terrible.
Baby, but did you see Nicki Minaj before the work?
Before the work? What work?
Baby, you got to go look at those pictures on Black Friday on YouTube.
No,
Tayana, please send your brother, the clip of Nicki Minaj with all the old pictures of Nicki Minaj mistake with the
yes,
big wide flat.
You do grow up. She was fatter. She grew up. Her face slimmed down.
With the big fat wide nose and everything, she looked bad.
No,
she had black hair.
Kelly. I seen you contour before. They contour her nose.
Baby, you know, that nose is not contour. That nose is not a contour. No, that's not a nose. That's a snout. You cannot contour a snout.
You crazy. What little Kim guy?
Little Kim
has
nose.
No nose.
All right. Baby, you can't take little Kim. I'm really glad
she looked like her silicone.
Like
it looked like the silicone on her face went bad on her cheek.
No, it don't. No, it don't.
Yes, it
baby,
does.
No, it don't.
It looked like little fucking blackheads in it. When you get close up, if you do like a close up on her face, it looked like little blackheads all on her cheeks on top of the makeup.
And what do Nicki Minaj's body look like when you catch and they don't Photoshop her? What did that
did
body
you see
look
Nicki,
like?
Did you see Nicki Minaj's video right through me, Naima? Did you see that video? That bitch was on. No makeup. She was washed. Face.
No, she. Let me tell you
what. She was in a water. She was washed face.
Well, you keep talking about Nicki Minaj coming out. Nicki Minaj's casket sharp painted when she come out. That's why she look like she be on.
And little Kim, they need to hire her to do her makeup. Who do Nicki's makeup, they need to hire her to do little Kim's. Because little Kim look like a fucking clown when she come out. Too dramatic. She want to be a faggot. Stop trying to be a faggot and be a girl. Nicki Minaj want to be a woman. She don't want to be a faggot. She might play with the fags.
She
want to
be a woman now.
Fags.
She want to wear all those dresses because she want to cover up that shot body. That's why she want to be a
baby,
woman.
She gonna trust me. That body is fine. You see it in right through me. It looked that fine to me.
Because that was paint on there.
No.
Whatever.
Little Kim face look bad. It's okay. I still fuck with her music. She hardcore. She from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. That's where I'm from. I fucks with her. But right now, she's not out. Little Kim is out. I mean, Nicki Minaj is out. She doing her thing. She making her money. She traveling all over the world. She getting her shit. She doing her shit. Little Kim made one single. And it wasn't even like a fucking long single. It was like fucking a minute, and it was maybe like 2 minutes.
That single, didn't have to be 5 or 7 minutes for her to shut her down. She shut her down. Hold on. I'll close the window. She shut her down in motherfucking less than under 3 minutes.
She did. Little Kim
Hold on. Oh, wait, you got to wait. Let me eat it for you. And she did it in under 3 minutes. And she went 4 different motherfuckers in under 3 minutes.
It's okay. But she had to come back because of what Nicki Minaj said on the radio. She had to say something, but it was cute for promotion. It was cute for advertisement of Little Kim coming back on Black Friday when it was actually Black Friday. Everybody went to shop.
You know what she said? She said all she know is she saw her. She was like, oh, my God, Little Kim, I love you. Gave her hug, kisses. It was all hugs and kisses. She said the next day she heard about Little Kim talking about, oh, she
want to
be like me, and she need to pay homage and all that.
Okay, how much homage do you fucking want? What the fuck? You want me to get a tattoo in your name?
She do
want to
be like Little Kim. She do want to be like Little Kim. From, like, I keep telling y'all.
She said she looked up to Little Kim.
From the clothes to the wigs to wanting to bring up the motherfucking tags.
But Kelly,
let's go back to what I told you before.
The industry will do that to you. I told you that before. It's just like when they came out with, you know, they always come out with another artist similar to the artist is out on the top. They always, always. Let me give you some examples. Let me see. I'm high right now. Let me see. Who can I say?
For what? Beef?
Not even beef. Like,
just started some shit, Jay-Z and Nas. But they wasn't really beefing. On that Ether shit, they was, after that, Jay-Z
signed
the nigga, like.
Well, speaking of Foxy Brown, whatever happened to her anyway?
Right.
Oh, that's right. She gave her life to the Lord, right? Don't she do gospel now?
Who, Foxy Brown?
Uh-huh.
No, she just be, she's not doing nothing.
Little Kim don't like Foxy either.
She running, she in Splash nowadays.
Okay.
So when you in Splash, you know you're not really doing nothing. I'm not saying she ain't got money, but she ain't doing nothing. I don't know too much about her, but Nicki Minaj is on top right now. She is. She's doing her thing. She's
but you know
new.
What, though? I'm going to tell you something. You know, Little Kim, don't get me wrong. Every time, I mean, I got a lot of Little Kim CDs or whatever like that. Yes, you know, she did stuff with Biggie and other people. But Nicki, but Little Kim always, like, had her own style, had her own look, you know, and, I mean, with her own records. But when it came to Nicki Minaj, I hear her more on everybody else's track and everybody else's songs and stuff like that. And this is her first CD, and she's gagging.
But you know what? You can't always look at first week sales. You have to see their overall sales. And Nicki Minaj, everything she touched went platinum. Everything she touched went platinum.
But she
so
was with
Billboard's
other people
number one.
When she went platinum.
Huh?
She was with other people on their track when she went platinum.
Right. That's a great collabo.
Okay, so what do you think? You need a month's time or something like that to see if Pink Friday going to sell or something?
Yeah, I say give it a month and see how many copies she sold, how many units.
Well, we're gonna recap this in a month and see if this lady sell. If she don't sell anything, then hands down, like Kelly said, the same varies though.
Yeah, but then you have, like I said, but then you have to remember, it's so many different ways that you can get a song. You can download it from BearShare, LimeWire, FrostWire, motherfucking, what was them other shits we used to do?
Amazon.
That's just like a, you could buy everything from Amazon.
But her shit sold before her album came out. She was on number 4. Go to that shit. I'm telling you, I need to Google
her. I think she's going to do good in album sales. She might not make a million. She might not hit a million copies, but her album was going to hit platinum. All three of her singles went platinum already, so I'm pretty sure.
She's never gonna hit Little Kim status.
I say that. She's never, because back in the days, you had a million cassette tapes and a million CDs. You could not download. You couldn't download them days. Some days Little Kim was out. You couldn't do. Please, cable wasn't being.
Well, I only like one song by her, and that was Your Love. That's the only thing I like. I like by her, and I could jam to that. But all that other stuff.
Did you listen to her CD?
Who?
Did you listen to her CD?
No, I didn't. Because see, I wasn't. See, you know what? I mean, okay. Let me.
You didn't even give her
a chance. Okay, but see, I know y'all about to go off when I say this. Like, let's say, for instance, like Beyonce, for example, all right, to me, and this is my personal opinion, and I mean, I know the callers is about to take off when I say this. To me, Beyonce is a fabulous entertainer, and some songs to me she can sing, but she's not a singer to me like Jennifer Hudson or like Fantasia or somebody like that. You see what I'm saying? So I wouldn't, like, jump out to go buy the CDs if there's certain songs that I really like or whatever the case may be. I would, like, download, like, maybe one or two songs or whatever, and it'd be that. But I like to be. She's to me, Nicki Minaj. She entertains, but she just gives me two fake teas, like with that whole like auto tune. That stuff gets annoying after a while. Like, oh my goodness, like computer teas, like back in the day.
Yeah, but all of her songs is not in auto tune. I think she have only like two songs that's in basically auto tune, or maybe that one with Your Love. Yeah.
Well, did you hear her this morning on that one show where she was trying to sing and she was cracking? She was on what is that? Regis the Cat? What the hell is that show? Regis and whatever the other.
Oh no, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, well, she was on there this morning, and the thing sounded a hoot. She said,
yeah, but
crazy.
But she's not a singer. She that's what she said. She's not really no singer.
Yes, she is.
Nikki is not a singer. Right, but now she's not a singer. She's not one now.
Yes, she is.
Do you see how she? Now I got to read her. Now I got to like her. Because she cannot sing.
She is a singer.
You want me to play
she
it?
She is good at these motherfuckers sing.
No, she cannot sing.
Well, I mean, like I said, Tashawn, when it comes to singers, to me,
okay.
Singers, like I said, to me, is like Patti LaBelle. That's a singer. To me, like... even Aretha Franklin, to me, that singer. Beyonce, she's more like of an entertainer. You know what I'm saying? And like Fantasia, to me, that's a singer. Jennifer Hudson, that's a singer. I mean, people that really sing. You got people that entertain, and you got people that are just singers.
No, I got you.
Whitney Houston, she's a singer, and she entertains you.
You're right. But I say on a Beyonce note, Beyonce is an entertainer, but Beyonce sings. She don't just sing, she sang. That bitch can sing opera. That bitch can sing. She can be hip-hop, pop. She can rap. She can do everything.
Let me tell you something about Beyonce. You know, and I'm not trying to hang on Beyonce or anything like
Fantasia.
That.
She's a song singer.
And I miss a Fantasia, but let me tell you something about Beyonce and Fantasia. You put Fantasia on one side of the room, and you put Beyonce on the other side of the room on the same stage. Trust and believe, you're going to feel Fantasia more than what you're going to feel Beyonce, because to me, sometimes, and it's just my opinion, Beyonce comes off a little fake for me, and she tried a little too hard for me. And go ahead.
Sick. I wouldn't look at Fantasia if Beyonce was on the other side of the stage, because I'd be looking at Beyonce shaking and shimmying while Fantasia is screaming and yelling.
Well, Fantasia could do it too. Fantasia got a body. She got a little CD or whatever like that, and she can entertain you.
Yeah, but she's no Beyonce.
Okay. When they were doing a tribute to Patti LaBelle and Fantasia sang this song, Lady Marmalade, she the one who sang it. Which, could you catch Beyonce cutting up like Fantasia did on that stage?
No, it took you too long
to answer, because you know you couldn't.
But it's not Beyonce style. Beyonce wouldn't do that. Beyonce would be on there with a stiletto, pump on, shaking and shimmying, doing
like
a Harlem shake down at the runway.
She's a fab entertainer, but she's not no singer to me. And like in that movie, Obsessed, to me, Beyonce could not act in that movie. I didn't really care for that movie.
I liked it.
But that's my
honestly,
opinion.
My personal opinion, I liked it. I think she did a good job. She was supposed to have been, I don't know, I think she did a good job. Anything Beyonce touch, it sells. She's Beyonce.
I wouldn't say anything, because it was that
okay,
one
let's
time.
Okay, let's say Little Mo. Little Mo sings the fuck down.
Yes, she
did. Sings the fuck down. But if you put now Little Mo on the other side and you put Beyonce on the side, who are you going to be looking at?
I'm gonna look at Little Mo. You would miss a Beyonce because she just gives you all that film queen dramatics and all that carrying on.
But that's what's selling. That's what's selling.
Well,
you gotta be dramatic.
When all of that is not selling anymore, then it comes down to the vocals. Who got it then? When all the dramatics and all the entertainment isn't selling anymore, and it comes down to the vocals and what sells with the vocals, who's going to sell it then?
Pro Tools. Because Pro Tools is going to make you sound like a motherfucker. So if all that shit go away, you got Pro Tools, and if you got a Neumann 87 mic, you sound like Whitney Houston. I can make you sound like Whitney Houston.
Mm-mm.
I can make you sound like Nicki Minaj. long as you got the best mic, which is a Neumann 87, which everybody uses now.
What kind of mic? What is that? They just make you sound like anybody you want to sound like or something. What kind of mic is on?
No,
that?
It's just the best. The mic itself. It catches the vocals and, you know, it just catches your vocals better. It's a great mic. It's like a $5,000 mic.
So you mean to tell me that somebody who from Kookamajew can sing on that doggone microphone and you can make $1 million, you can make a hit out of it with this person?
Hell yeah. Right off of Pro Tools, yes. The program Pro Tools can make you sound like anything.
Well, that must be what Soulja Boy did, because he made a doggone song. What was that? Super Soaker? Some old crap or something like that, just bullshit stuff. And it's like this child got a coin now.
Yeah, you can make anything over Pro Tools. As long as you know how to work it, you can make a hit song. You can make a hit song. Got a hot beat, use Pro Tools, Reasons, Native Instruments. Like, these are programs that you can make beats and get it together. You can make yourself sound like anything. Look at Kim Zolciak, Tardy for the Party. Candy made that bitch hit $1 million. That bitch
is number one on the Billboard chart. And it's no shame. She can't really sing to me either like that. She's all right, but she can't. She's not no pageant winner herself either.
But see what you see what software could do nowadays. Technology
yeah,
can take
true.
It anywhere. Make Kim
that's
sound
true.
Like. Cause Kim
can't,
sound
cause
like shit.
Yeah, because Kim crucified that song, no shame.
That bitch made some money off that song. So if you know what I'm saying.
Hold on, y'all. We about to play this commercial. We gonna come back and we about to get up out of here.
All right.
The Legendary House of Escada presents The Mental Asylum, Crazy About Escada. The 10th anniversary celebration of the Midwest House of Escada Ball. Saturday, December 18th, 2010. Doors open at 7 p.m. Legend Status of Stars begins at 8 p.m. sharp. The ball is free before 9 p.m. $20 at Sables, $150 in advance. The Mental Asylum, held at the McCormick Ballroom of Herman Hall at the Illinois Institute of Technology, 3241 South Federal Street, Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000 for Runway. Legendary versus $1,000. Winner versus of the years versus challenger. Are you up to it? Grand prize number two for $1,000. Open door, Femme Queen Performance. Legendary versus $1,000. Winners versus of the years versus challenger. We'll see you there. Mini grand prize for $250. Open to all legendary realness. The ball will begin promptly at 8 p.m. and end promptly at 2 a.m. Don't gag.
The Legendary House of Escada.
The Mental Asylum.
Crazy About Escada.
The proceeding was a Ronald production.
The telegram.
And on that note, we're getting up out of here. Naima, tell the girls good night.
Good night, everybody. I enjoyed the show. I enjoyed this, Kel.
I know that's right. Tashawn, tell the girls good night.
Good night.
Okay. I'm the legendary overall mother. I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the House of Ms. Wright. I love you all for loving me. Like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night, whatever bathroom, whatever alley that you definitely go into and you definitely do pick somebody up, please make sure you do practice safe sex. The life you save will definitely be your own. I love you all for loving me, and I'll see y'all back here tomorrow night. for a classic Tuesday with the icon herself, Cabbage Ebony. Good night, all.
And Nicki Minaj.
Prop Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj.